Today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures, a five-generation Georgia-based beef and poultry farm determined to conduct business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Past three on Thursday, and that means it's time to meet your maker. Welcome to the show where you get to meet the people behind the businesses, products, and movements in the food world. I am joined today by my co-host, John Taggart. Say hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
And our special guest today is Craig Weiland, who is the VP of Operations for AmeriCraft, which is, as you can guess by its name, an American-based company that makes pots and pans and bakeware. And their production plant, he's the VP of Operations, and the production plant is in Minnesota. Craig, are you there?
I am here. Actually, we're in West Bend, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Sorry. And then your offices are, the headquarters are in Florida.
That's correct.
So I was going to start out by saying, you can tell me, break in at any time, a little bit about the company history, which, from what I understand, started in the 70s with the owners, Brian Hurley's father. I think they were looking for a way to create to a low water or water free cooking because they didn't have running water in their house at the time. And so the company kind of grew from one that was known for vapor technology, like really high quality metal cookware, stainless steel cookware with several layers to use very little water with cooking. And it was sold at farmers markets and by direct selling methods to one that's really now become one of the last remaining and few places where everything is actually produced in the United States and also is a totally green production company as well. And so one of the first things I was going to ask is how that transition happened.
Well, actually, Wisconsin has a very long history in cookware manufacturing, Rachel.
Uh-huh.
And back in the 80s, there was almost 10,000 people producing cookware here in Wisconsin. And through that evolution, cookware has gone from cast iron to aluminum to stainless steel, and now the latest trend in high-quality cookware is cladded stainless aluminum stainless.
Is that what it is? Cladded aluminum stainless?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And the reason for that is aluminum is a great heat conductor, but there's a lot of publications out there that they're... could be health concerns with getting too much aluminum in your system. So sandwiching it with stainless on both sides protects any leaching and gives a product that lasts a lifetime.
I have two questions for you. One is, how long have you been making cookware or in the cookware industry? And why, the number two is, why was Wisconsin a stronghold for that type of production?
I actually have been in the industry for 34 years.
Wow.
And Wisconsin was settled with a lot of German immigrants that came from the metalworking, tooling, stamping type industries. So there's they hear the Midwest is kind of the Rust Belt, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So there's just been a lot of manufacturing focus here.
And then I guess what I was reading about AmeriCraft's history was that in the mid-2000s, maybe 2004 or so, is when a lot of that production was leaving the United States, and so the owner of AmeriCraft decided that he was going to make a point to stay. And I think actually was able to employ the cream of the creme de la creme in Wisconsin.
That's exactly right. The former company that we worked with moved most of all their products to China, as did so many manufacturing companies. And that just didn't sit right with a bunch of us. So we were fortunate that the Hurley family made the investment to keep manufacturing here in Wisconsin. And we had a chance to build a factory from the ground up with all the latest technology. So it was quite an exciting endeavor.
Do you remember what your first job in the industry was?
My first job in the industry, I started as a purchasing agent for my former employer. So,
if you were going to list out like the stainless aluminum stainless, so what were you making at that point?
Back in those days, it was stainless steel with just a slab of aluminum on the bottom. And that was, they actually had to braze the aluminum on, which was kind of a laborious process. And that was a technology back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Wait, how did they do it? What was the word you... The...
They would stamp a stainless steel piece of cookware and then braze a piece of aluminum just on the bottom.
Oh, wow.
But, so you had heat transfer from just the bottom. And now the product has evolved where the aluminum goes all the way up the sides.
Uh-huh.
And we can buy a sandwich material right from the steel mills that already has the composition put together. And it just makes a much, much higher performing piece of cookware.
So let's see. Tell me a little about the size of AmeriCraft or what you're producing there. How do you describe it, in pots and pans or tons of metal or products shipped?
Well, we're actually in size a rather small company.
Uh-huh.
There's about 40 of us in the business today. And we really run by pieces. So we can make right at this moment about 1,000 pieces of cookware per day. And we make sizes from a 1 quart all the way up to a 16 quart. So we have a nice range, and it's all predominantly for in the home cooking.
And what was like? So if you were going to tell me like how, if you were going to describe how a pot was created, can you pick? Are they mostly made the same way, or would you pick one and tell me what happens?
Actually, the majority of them are made the same way,
uh-huh.
And it starts with a cladded piece of metal, which comes from out of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area.
Okay, I pretend I know nothing, which I don't. So tell me what cladded even means.
Cladded means that the mill has been able to put a layer of stainless steel and a layer of aluminum, and in our case right now, it's a layer of stainless, a layer of steel, and another layer of stainless.
Which is what you were describing before.
So what that allows it to do, we need the steel in there for induction ovens, which is the most efficient way to heat up your cookware today.
Uh-huh.
Which
is a normal oven.
The steel creates a magnetic force with an induction heating system. So that's why we have the steel in there, and the aluminum is to transfer the heat not only on the bottom, but totally up the sides of the cookware as well.
So that's what you were saying, is that the aluminum is like a sandwich around the whole entire thing.
Around the whole thing, but it's actually encapsulated with stainless steel on both the inside and the outside. So we start with this disc of metal. Think of a round inch circle, maybe 15 inches in diameter.
Uh-huh.
And we have a series of big draw presses that we put just a trace amount of oil in and then draw the shape. The other unique part of our cookware is we have a very unique lip on top, which we call the vapor seal.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at most retail cookware out there, you'll see sort of a straight sidewall, and it's cut straight off, which is very easy to manufacture. Ours has sort of a S on top. And then the cover has a reverse shape and fits very tightly in there, and that's what creates the minimum moisture cooking.
The vapor.
And the vapor seal. And that's the second operation. So we draw the shape, and then we put it in another press, and we create that very special lip on top, which creates the vapor seal.
That's pretty cool.
And the third step is we trim off the excess metal and make a perfect round piece of cookware.
And then how do all the handles and how does that get added?
Well, then we have a series of finishing operations. And where we really changed the manufacturing process is we created a way to sand them on the inside without using any oil. We call it dried sanding. And what that has done is given us a real fine finish on the stainless steel, but give us a great appearance without using any oil. And almost all other companies that produce stainless cookware or cladded cookware have to use a lot of oil. Then after you sand the inside, you have to clean the piece of cookware, so it goes through a big, like, dishwasher. And in other plants, that gets loaded up with oil. And then you have to figure out how to get the oil out of the machine and reclaim it instead of putting it down the sewage system.
Right.
So that's where we really become a nice green company. We don't need to worry about that because we only use a trace amount of oil.
And so did you create the dry sanding technology?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We created it here in Wisconsin with a equipment manufacturer, and there's many years of experimentation to get it to work. And that is just really one of our most proud extra developments that we did at AmeriCraft.
Now, speaking of experimentation, what is your test kitchen like? What kind of food do you guys make there?
Oh, that's right. You probably do have a test kitchen.
When we cook, the unique part is we don't need to add water, or we do not need to add grease, butter, olive oil, any kind of interface, because all our cooking is done with the moisture that's inside food naturally. So if we take any vegetables, you can just rinse them, put them right in the pan, put the cover on. And the next really cool part about the cookware, this special metal combination allows you to only need medium heat to cook your food. So the first thing we teach everybody is we cook with our covers on, and then we cook on medium heat for a few minutes, create the vapor seal, and everything's cooked on low.
Yeah, I was actually watching. I was watching the video because I don't think I've ever seen. I've never had one of these pans or pots, and I don't know anyone who does. So I've never seen them in action. So I was watching the video where they go through the whole process. And
it's so simple, Rachel, but it's contrary to what people are used to doing. You know, we always have a little joke where most people pull out their chef knife and cut the vegetables and kill them once, and then the second thing they do is put them in a pan and drown them to death.
Yes.
And then the third thing they do is turn it on high and burn them to death to make sure that the food is ready. But we're living creatures, so we feel that we really want live, vibrant food. By cooking them the minimum moisture way, you get the best actually end result. But you save energy in the process, so that's part of our other aspect of the green story.
But
so
the hard part is that the lid is always on, so you can't see it.
Yeah, that is a habit that people have to break, actually. But the key is the cookware does the cooking for you, and you can just trust it. When you control the heat, you don't need to stir. You don't need to worry that one part of the food is getting overcooked and the other part is undercooked. We actually created a little oven. And with this aluminum up the sides and the vapor seal and the cover fit very tightly, your food is cooking all the way around. And that's why we call it 360 cookware.
It's also, well, two thoughts. One is, I guess, it's despite the technology that goes into these products, it's actually a very, very old fat. This is the way people used to cook. They would cook in a fire and the heat would be on every side and they wouldn't touch it for a long period of time. So it's kind of connecting.
It's slow cooking, but it's very fast.
And, well, the other thing I was going to ask has the metals in the product stayed the same over the 30 or 40 years the company's been around, or has it constantly been improving?
Oh, no, the metals have changed dramatically. Actually, one of the next information segments we're working on for our website is sort of a history of cookware evolution.
Uh-huh.
And I personally am a history buff, so I like to see how things have evolved because you do learn a lot from that. And the cladding of metals to be efficient in cookware is really gotten to be effective in the 90s. And now with the induction cooking coming on board, they've been able to add the iron layer, which works with that as well. So there's been just a tremendous evolution to create the best cooking system today.
I was actually, and the 360, which is that vapor technology that the company was originally based on, that's now a piece. You do things that beyond that as well. Is that correct? Right? Like bakeware,
right,
metal bakeware.
Yeah, we've taken the same tech. And here's another part of what I call evolution of cookware is, at first you only had cast iron to choose from, and then it was aluminum, and then it was stainless. Now it's a combination of all the metals. And people that really do their homework, prefer to eat off of stainless, just like so many surgical instruments and things. It's the most sanitary thing out there. So why not cook in that surface and also bake? So we've also took the same technology and created the 360 Bakeware. And what that does in your oven is the aluminum, again, spreads the heat out evenly. So if you make cookies and you have a cookie right over the burner in your oven and you have one out in the far corner, typically the one over the burner is going to be done way before the one on the outside. So you have a couple overdone cookies and a couple not-so-done cookies, and some in the middle are perfect. With our Bakeware, whatever you bake, it'll all be evenly done the same because we spread the heat out.
Through the aluminum.
Yeah, right, but it again, it's encapsulated with stainless
steel,
so that you're not eating off of aluminum.
Okay, so we're going to take a minute and a half, 2 minute break, and then we come back. I want to talk more about aluminum and the history of the company, and also the evolution of cookware, because it's really fascinating.
Sounds perfect.
You're listening to Rabies by Huntronic on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
White Oak Pastures is the only farm in the United States that has its own USDA-inspected red meat abattoir or slaughterhouse and its own USDA-inspected poultry abattoir or slaughterhouse. We partner with Whole Foods to deliver our high-quality meat and poultry from Miami, Florida, all the way to Princeton, New Jersey. One family, one farm, five generations, 145 years. Full circle return to sustainable land stewardship and humane animal stockmanship. For more information, please visit our website, whiteoakpastures.com.
Welcome back to Meet Your Maker. We are talking to Craig Winan, who is the Vice President of Operations at AmeriCraft, which is a cookware company based both in Florida and Wisconsin. I got that wrong the first time. That's right, Craig. You're in. I got it wrong the first time. You're in Wisconsin.
I'm in Wisconsin, and it's snowing. We've got about 6 inches going for a foot of snow today, so it's quite beautiful for Christmas here in Wisconsin.
Wow!
But wait, is that pretty common? Like for us here in New York City, that would be like the greatest holiday ever. But that, I mean, in the winter, are you completely used to it?
Well, yeah, we get used to it. But the last two winters have been pretty mild, so it's fun to have a white Christmas.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Oh, so I know you work in Wisconsin, and I believe the company was founded by the Hurleys in Florida. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes. So, and Brian's dad, who started the company, has been marketing this type of cookware for over 40 years. So.
And so, do you know? Because I remember I was looking up the history, and it was because they were trying to find a way to cook food with very little water because they didn't have that much water. Is that right?
That is a true story. Dave Hurley was a Vietnam veteran, and when he got out, like so many vets, it was a tough economy and hard to find jobs. And direct salesperson came around, and he got so intrigued with the concept because he had lived in a home that had no running water, believe it or not, and he built a fantastic company from the ground up.
So he saw this, someone else was already making this a similar product or this product, and he saw it and he liked it so much that he kind of decided
right.
to own it.
Right, and then he spent the rest of his life marketing, and then evolved into actually having our own manufacturing factory. So we are, you know, completely integrated from building the product and delivering it right to your home.
And your product is pretty much all made in America, right?
We are a made in America company. Dave, as I said, was a Marine in Vietnam, and I mean he is as true American as you can get, and his son Brian is as well. So we are, you know, passionate about creating jobs here, and we're passionate about creating healthy lifestyles for people, actually. And cookware is really just a vehicle to do do that.
Actually, you reminded me that I was out of the many things that I wanted to ask you in like the 15 minutes we have left. Tell me a little bit about the Green Focus, which is that you're, I think at your level of certification, which I don't, it's not LEED, it's something different when you're an actual production company. But tell me when that started happening and all the different things that you have to do to make a metal.
In most histories of companies, it's not often you get to start with a clean piece of paper. So in 2004, when we started the actual manufacturing side of the company, we built a brand new factory, and all of us involved in that endeavor were very green-minded people even before it was really properly labeled. And so we built a factory with floor-to-ceiling windows so you had natural light, the best R-factor insulation we could get at the time.
Uh-huh.
And we created a cookware manufacturing process that did not require any permits from any EPA or state regulatory group because we didn't use any hazardous chemicals.
Or oil, as you were saying before.
Yeah, we changed the dry to dry sanding, which was really a big move to take all the chemicals out of the manufacturing process. So that, along with the energy savings that our cookware does when the consumer buys it, just really add up to a complete green type project.
I also wanted go ahead.
Our packaging is all recycled cardboard. They talk about measuring your carbon footprint. Our supply chain being made in America, most of the vendors are within an hour of our factory. That's part of why we're in Wisconsin, because the remnants of the industry are still here. So our most of our handles are made here. Our cardboard comes from Green Bay Packaging. Our tooling comes from within 10 minutes from our factory. The fasteners are all made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we've taken all those things into consideration.
It's interesting because I'm sure, like many of the listeners to Heritage Radio Network, I always think about where the actual ingredients for the food I make comes from, and I want them to be sustainably raised and as close as possible. But it's hard to apply that to everything else in your life. And when I started researching this company, it made me start looking into where everything else is made. And I was really surprised how hard it is to find American-made cookware now.
Oh, it's tough, but it's still there. And I have two daughters that happen to be vegans, so I'm very conscious of, people doing the extra homework to find out exactly what everything is and where it comes from.
I'm imagining that, they use AmeriCraft to cook their vegetables with.
Oh, absolutely. Everything is, again, cooked waterless. So when you get some cookware, Rachel and Joe, you're going to find out that when you minimum moisture cook, your food just tastes as fresh as when you first bought it.
Uh-huh.
It's moist. And you don't need to add salt, butter, any flavor enhancements, because most people, more or less, we say cook the life out of their food.
Well, and so. I guess since I'm a science dummy, is that the reason this cookware enables you to do that is because of the heat transfer properties of the metals and the lip that you've created? Those are the two reasons.
Those are the two reasons, and we're cooking with the covers on. Only reason you really need different sizes of cookware is because the system works best when your pan's about 65% full.
Uh-huh.
So depending if you're cooking for one person or a family of six, that determines what size of pans you need. And everyone cooks exactly the same. And, it's just like any fantastic tool. It's doing so much of the work for you. And the end result is just moist, great-tasting food.
So on the first half, you said, I can't even remember which metal it is anymore, I'm embarrassed to say, that had the magnetic properties, right?
Yeah, there's a layer of steel in the sandwich of metals. And the only reason that's there is so that our cookware works with induction.
Oh, okay. That's pretty interesting. When did you have to start thinking about those?
That was incorporated in the late 90s.
Oh, I mean,
and actually, a lot of our cookware was exported. exported into markets like in Japan, in Europe, where induction has been popular way before it came to America.
It's starting to become way more popular in New York City restaurants because people are trying to work in kitchens that don't even have, they're in small spaces that don't, that didn't have traditional kitchen setups. And my sister, who's like a total, was a total off the gritter for a while, she learned the hard way how hard it is to find things that actually work on those types of cooktops.
Yeah, you're going to find when you get a piece of 360 cookware, you're just going to be amazed. There's just, like I say, just a couple habits you have to change. First one is medium to low, as we say, is all you need to know. Medium heat and then low heat when you achieve the water seal, and we cook with the covers on.
Does water come to a boil faster with your cookware?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. Because of that combination, and the other thing I didn't mention is our cookware is... if somebody were to say what is the negative part of it, it is a little bit heavier than traditional retail cookware. We have a pretty thick gauge, thickness of metal, and that really transfers that heat fast all the way up the sides and creates the oven.
Because you said your daughters are vegetarian, right?
So vegan.
Vegan. So they don't even make pasta then, so... Right? Vegans only pasta, right?
Nothing.
Well, they have a form that they do, gotcha. But, you know, it's no dairy products, none of that sort of thing. But, I mean, they do make certain types of lasagnas, but they have a...
So you're not boiling much water at home, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. We don't do, you know...
There's very little water needed.
Right.
I'm curious as to what metals, what it was like when did you first start working with AmeriCraft?
Well, I was with the founders of the factory.
Okay.
But they've been selling cookware for much longer than they invested in the manufacturing side of it.
Oh, so when they invested in the manufacturing, was that in the 2000s?
2004. Oh, yes.
2004.
When we created AmeriCraft Manufacturing.
So, do you remember what the metals were like back in the beginning?
Well, I mean, back in when I started in the industry 34 years ago, like I mentioned, most of it was just solid stainless steel with what we called a sandwich bottom, and you see
the
that in much of the retail cookware that's stainless today.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you go in most stores and just see a thin stainless pan with a big cap on the bottom. From my education, that cookware's from the 1970s and 60s.
Uh-huh.
What we're selling today is the futuristic. It's the latest iPhone. It's the greatest.
Right. I use a lot of cast iron. So tell me, break down what I'm not getting with plain old cast iron.
Well, here's the challenge with cast iron, Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Cast iron is a very great heat conductor, but it's a very, what they call, porous metal.
Uh-huh.
So if you looked at it in a microscope, it has deep pits and valleys.
Uh-huh.
So in order to use a cast iron pan, you have to somehow have a coat of grease on it, correct?
Yes. You have to season
it. They call it seasoning.
Yeah.
And we have sort of a joke about that. If you cook a hamburger on Friday night and you're going to cook fish on or have fish on Friday and hamburger on Saturday, your hamburger is going to taste like
fish.
Because
and vice versa.
That is the cast iron problem.
Right. Also, you have to keep it seasoned.
That is the cast iron problem. So it's a great heat conductor, but it's technology from the 1900s, and you have to have a coat of grease. The other thing that lives in that grease is really forms of bacteria.
So, yes, okay, think about your grandmother's bacteria. Cast iron, people. Throw it away.
No way! It's beautiful. I'm not going to throw it away.
So,
I'll just have
there's
multiple.
There's been an evolution, and cast iron is, like I said, it spreads out in even heat, but it just holds too many things that you don't need to have.
And you were saying that on AmeriCraft's website, you're eventually going to, or you may even have started, you're going to talk a little bit about all these things, about the history of making cookware in...
Absolutely. We think it's important so people see the evolution. I mean, I love the History Channel and watching a lot of the shows where they show how things have progressed.
Yeah, me too.
And in cookware, it's the same thing. It's just most people aren't conscious of it.
It's a shame, though, because, like, you go anywhere, like Walmart and these places, and there's just so much garbage, and just people just buying this stuff, and they're throwing it out, like not even a year later, you know?
Thank you. That's one of the other big features. We have a lifetime warranty, and I mean a lifetime warranty. You're going to buy one set of cookware and enjoy cooking the rest of your life instead of buying five, six, eight 10 sets of cookware over your life.
I swear that they sell at state fairs, right? I grew up in North Carolina, and I remember the AmeriCraft vendor at the state fair, because they would have been there, right?
They would have been there, absolutely.
I totally remember.
Today, most of our cookware is marketed at public places where people go, and there's exhibitions. And we do live cooking shows, and basically we're teachers. I mean, we're teaching people about things in cooking that they don't normally encounter.
Well, we are almost out of time, but I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I encourage everyone to take it, especially when you put up the history of cookware, to take a look. It's AmeriCraft. What is it? AmeriCraft.com?
Well, 360cookware.com is your best source.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, first of all, enjoy your white Christmas, and thank you so much for being on Meet Your Maker.
Yeah, cheers. Have a good one.
You too, and thank you for your time, and I hope your listeners learned a little bit more about cookware today.
Let's hope so, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.